afternoon. It's, who's it, 2:10? Call the finance to order here. Today we have Representative Jewell, Representative Guerra, Representative Wilson, Representative Fairclough, Representative Dugan, Representative Edgerman, Costello, Representative Newman, Chairman Thomas, our co-chair Thomas. We have one bill up today, and we're going to hear it, hold it, take public testimony, and hold it. So, and then we'll maybe move it tomorrow. But the reason we're going to hold it is so that members who just now had a first chance to see it can look at it, look over it for the night, and then come back sometime tomorrow and move it forward to the floor. So with that, Mr. Eklund and Joan Chris Brown will come up and explain 76, supplemental capital, otherwise appropriations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Peter Eklund, staff to Representative Thomas. Mr. Chairman, the supplemental appropriation bill you have in front of you, I guess, is best to, would be best described as a nuts and bolts supplemental. It's streamlined from the governor's original request. On your spreadsheet, you can see the totals. It's got $53,783,000 UGF, and there's a negative $9,278,000 of designated general funds, $19,389,000 of other funds, and $71,151,000 of federal funds for a total of $135,046,000, Mr. Chairman. Many of the supplemental capital items that were requested by the governor have been removed from this and will be addressed in a capital bill at some point in time, Mr. Chairman. And all of the general fund that is in this bill has been requested by the administration. There are some negative supplementals in this bill, Mr. Chairman, that are, I think, unique this year. And what we did is Legislative Finance Division worked with the administration and identified fiscal notes that this body passed last year and were signed into law by the governor, and where different departments in the executive branch may have not either implemented programs that were authorized by the fiscal notes or filled positions that were authorized by the fiscal note. If there were unfilled positions or programs that weren't completely implemented yet, we've went back, reviewed those fiscal notes, and are recommending, repealing some of that authorization to expend those funds. And that is, it's about $1.4 million in negative fiscal, or negative supplementals. And I guess, Mr. Chairman, I'll leave it at that. There is a detailed spreadsheet that you have in your packets that explains many of the items. If you can read it, it's in kind of small print, sorry.
And as reading glasses, you can't read it.
And as I said, Mr. Chairman, this is basically a streamlined and very nuts and bolts supplemental, streamlined from the governor's request, and we do have members from the executive branch here that if there are detailed questions on any of these items, that hopefully they can help us answer if we need a lifeline.
Technical question,
of course.
Maybe even a smaller font, Mr.
I don't know, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair, this was a legislative finance division. I'd have to check with them.
It's a past the blame week, so.
Yeah.
Representative Jewell.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to get understanding here. Is this the fast-track supplemental?
Through the chair, Representative Jewell, this is a slightly faster than any other supplemental.
2 million starving comedians, and we got them in this building. Less, Representative Guerra?
Thank you. Peach, how much less is this than the spending plan the governor had for the supplemental?
Through the chair, Representative Guerra, I'm just looking at the front sheet of your spreadsheet, and I'm just doing the math in my head. The total funds requested by the governor was $156,726,000. what was authorized here is $135,046,000, so roughly $21 million and $21.5 million or so, less than the governor's.
And, Mr. Chair, do you think more of my amendments would pass if I wrote it in this font?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. That's why we're giving you a day to go back to your office and try to read this. I know I have a magnifying glass in my between my reading glasses and the magnifying glass, I can almost read something. Other questions? Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you, sir. I'm late in case this is brought up. In the spreadsheet, the yellow and pink or salmon color, what are the references to?
Through the chair, Representative Guttenberg, I don't have the color version in front of me, but I believe it would be salmon. It would indicate a change from the governor's request.
Okay.
And I believe the yellow would be a governor's amendment request, governor's amended request.
That's probably a good pitch with the color. We don't have a color copier, so finance is purchasing one so that we will have color copy machine paper copies next year. Being too frugal and hurting us. So, questions? That's it. Maybe we'll have to hold, we will hold this, and people have questions, so I'll give you a chance to go back and read these. You want to adjourn, Mr. Chair?
Public testimony, Mr. Chair.
Oh, public testimony, oh, yeah. Anybody online? All right. Anybody online? Anybody in the audience wish to testify? Seeing none. Let's take a brief freeze. Order here. Again, we're going to hold Senate Bill number 76, Finance, and we'll come back in at 9:30 tomorrow morning. So we're adjourned. Thank you.